Well,
what's that? Okay. There we are. Okay. So members of the committee, this is the bill we heard last week, 2185, and it was dealing with the termination of parental rights, and it has to do with circumstances, and I'm a co-sponsor on the bill, but it has to do with circumstances where a rape has occurred, a child has been the result of that rape, and it would give this create this provision in law whereby the court can terminate parental rights of the perpetrator of the rape under those circumstances. The committee discussed concern about the question of, because this charge can be made even in the context of marriage in certain circumstances, and the concern was, should that be grounds for termination of parental rights? And so the amendment before you basically responds to that discussion, and it all it does is really adds subsection 2, which essentially, and it looks like a hog house, but it's really not. It's basically the same bill, just with the addition of subsection 2 here. So it just says the court may not terminate the parental rights of a parent under subdivision E, which is the new language, of subsection 1 if the parent is married to the victim of the sexual act. I think, and I hate to say this, but I think the term is does mean something here, because you know, again, we talked different scenarios with the legislative council. If this kind of bad thing does occur and two people are married and a divorce results, this wouldn't apply, because when it comes before the court, they would not be married. So it's only a circumstance where this kind of thing occurs, the two people are still married, and then, I mean, there could still be a petition for termination of parental rights, it just couldn't be under that particular section. I actually asked for language that said, you know, in that case, parental rights could be terminated under, and it would be the rest of this section, but council said that was unnecessary. So so that's essentially what the amendment would do. I saw a hand over here. Representative Power, was it? Okay. All right. No? Okay. So what are the wishes of the committee? Representative Paulson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This must be my day to be contentious.
Representative Satrum.
Yeah. <right. laughs> I'm afraid you pass.
Just kidding.
You know, I come back to the rights of the child, and I think we could put stacks of paper in here that say that children do best with two parents. There's a lot of wacky things that happen in the yep. world, and yep. we've seen domestic abuse where maybe, you know, a partner wants to leave, and it swings to a partner doesn't want to leave, and it swings back to a partner wants to leave, and where in that cycle are you catching this going on? And I don't necessarily have a solution, unfortunately. This concerns me.
The amendment or the bill are you talking about now?
Yes. All of the above.
Okay.
With respect to the rights of the child to have two parents.
Representative Rose Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, just looking back, I understand the representative's concerns, but looking back at the bill itself, this leaves the discretion to terminate or not terminate in the court. It says the court may terminate
Correct.
The parental rights, and it also includes the consideration of the best interests of the child.
Correct.
So there is a set of standards that the court has to go through and weigh the best interests of the child
That's
in determining
correct.
Whether or not it is in the child's best interest, not the parent who was the victim, but in the best interest of the child, whether yep. or not those rights should be terminated. And so I think that understanding those elements, I'm
right.
comfortable with the bill and the amendment.
Okay. Okay. Representative Satram had his hand up earlier. Did you? Well, we haven't amended it yet, so we need to move the amendment first. If we're all right, Representative Satram has moved the amendment. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Representative Jones. Okay, let's discuss the amendment first. Any discussion on that? Representative Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In reference to what Representative Paulson was talking about, this is a favorable amendment because this does say that no matter where they're at in that pendulum, as long as they're married, it's going to be more difficult to sever that parent's association.
Which was the point. Representative Paulson.
And just to make the point that marriage is a declining trend, unfortunately. So there's a whole lot of people that this is going to apply to that are not married.
Right, of course. But the amendment does speak to those who are, so that's Representative Power.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm probably in the wrong spot here. We aren't,
that's your name.
This isn't about the amendment necessarily, but this doesn't apply to the child of an incestual relationship, does it?
Only if rape is either pled guilty to or convicted. So under that circumstance, it could apply if, in that kind of situation, if the amendment is adopted, it would be if they're not married people, you know, which they wouldn't be in that scenario. So it could apply if the perpetrator has either pled guilty to or has been convicted of basically a rape. Any further discussion on the amendment? All right, if not, we'll take a voice vote. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no?
No.
Motion carries. The amendment is on the bill. What are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the bill as amended.
Representative Jones has moved to do pass as amended. Is there a second? Representative Satram seconds. Discussion. Not much, huh? All right. Well, we will ask the clerk to call the roll on a do pass as amended motion on Senate Bill 2185.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask a question quickly?
Sure.
In the drafting of the amendment, did we verify that this will, whether or not this would affect the access to the grant funding under the Violence Against Women's Act?
That was not discussed. I don't see how it would preclude that, but
the notes that I have say that it increases access to federal grant funding under the VAWA for states that have a law permitting mothers of children conceived through rape to seek termination.
Yeah, and I don't think this would jeopardize that. It's a pretty narrow exclusion, you know. Normally, those kinds of, if they're federal grants, are pretty, you know, they don't demand exact uniformity. Typically, they're just looking for a statute on the books that does what they're aiming at, I think. So with that, we will ask the clerk to call the roll on the do pass recommendation.
Chairman Koppelman?
Yes.
Vice Chair Carls?
Yes.
Representative Becker?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Magrum?
No.
McWilliams?
Yes.
Paulson?
Yes.
Power?
Yes.
Royce Jones? Satram?
Yes.
Simons? Better? Buffalo?
Yes.
And Hansen?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. I believe there were two no's, so everyone's here, so that's 12 to 2. And we need a bill carrier. Who'd like to carry the bill? Oh, no volunteers. Representative Rose Jones, carry the bill. All right. Well, members of the committee, that completes our work with the exception of the ones that we...